Can I talk to you soon?
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted very fast today. Very impressive. I just sent an email to several people, and I'll include it in the email that I send today. So it'll be there and stay there. But one of the things, there was a video released by James Corbett today, he's a Canadian out of Japan, what no one is saying about the lockdowns. And I watched it. It's 9 minutes. The link will be in the email. And I watched it actually three times because I wanted to make sure, is there any point I disagree with? He's a non-Christian. And he's made some statements that I think, you know, anyway. In general, I find him remarkable in that he remains consistent and very insightful. But what it reminded me of, the statement he made was that if you agree with the lockdowns not really agree, but if you're an advocate of the lockdowns, you're guilty of murder. And I agree with him. I wholeheartedly agree with him because I see what's happening. I've talked with some people now who have been sick. The problem is they're just going to be sick. And I think we may have a harder flu season this year simply because people, so many people apparently, remarkable number of people, truly did get locked down and, stayed indoors and so forth. And that makes you ill-prepared to handle the winter. And so the illness rate, the pandemic may actually happen this winter. Because that's normal during winter. There is the I heard someone describe it as the winter burden in the death toll. Because if you are have a health condition, you're not at the peak of health. One little additional thing, or as I say, the last straw on the camel's back will push you over, and you'll die. And so that happens in greater numbers during winter. This is normal. It happens every year. We have the greater death toll, in January, Southern Hemisphere, in July, those kind of things. It's just normal. It's simply normal. But it's been amplified out of proportion this year. But it brings to mind, because one of the things that was mentioned in the video is the death count through suicide. And, the number of people who are growing far more depressed is huge. Apparently, it is overwhelming. Of course, obviously, what they're doing to kids and whatnot is just horrendous. But it's like, because I made the comment to Gloria Jane, I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was Gloria Jane because her birthday was fairly recent. About the young lady I saw, I think now it's 2 years ago, at Publix. And I was there today. And then, because there was a blank stare. And I described that blank stare to Lynn and Gary. And, Lynn especially, without hesitation, oh yeah, she's in heroin. And then she described things to me. It's kind of like, yeah, okay, that's exactly what I saw. And because she knows. She's done a variety of things. I don't know if heroin is among them, but she's done a lot of those things. So I know people. I know a lot of people, Not only do I know users, a good friend, Mike, a drug dealer. But I think his focus was cocaine. But anyway, and he spent, years in prison for it. Which that's another issue. But I wonder about my own family and why this is so strong. Or at least amplified, not only because of the fact I don't know what's happening to my own family, but 1 year ago, almost to the day, somebody made a mistake and let George send me an email. And those words in his email echo through my mind through this day. I don't like my life, Dad. This is my son. The suicide rate is skyrocketing. Several people in our family have attempted it. I don't want to hear about a success. I'm abandoned, but I haven't abandoned anybody. I love my family. If there's anybody out there who needs help, I'm the husband, I'm the dad, and I'm here. My home is your home. I will never cast you out. That stands. I love my family, and I love my wife.